Hi there. The word for you today is on healing your emotional wounds. In Jeremiah 30, verse 15, God asks his people this question. Why do you cry out over your wound, your pain that has no cure? Then God answers, but I will restore to you health and heal your wounds. What a promise. Listen, if there's anything more insidious than the rage, frustration, and other negative things that come out of us and wreck our relationships, it's the inner source from which they originate. Festering wounds from past relationships are dangerous wounds. You say, but you don't know how badly this person hurt me. The point is, they are still hurting you. So, how can you cleanse and heal the wound? Well, God's way is to tell it like it is. He doesn't put a bandage on an infected wound. He demands that the problem be dealt with. We need to understand that God's willing to repair the broken places in our lives. Indeed, all he requires of us is to expose where those places are. You see, only Jesus can walk us through the barrier of time and into our wounded past. Certainly one of the most important steps to healing is to forgive from the heart, to acknowledge the wound and the anger, and then let it go. And it can be tough to do, but you know what? There can be no freedom and no healing without forgiveness. Bitterness will eat you alive if you don't forgive. It'll wreak havoc on your present-day relationships. God'll give you the grace to forgive and let it go, but you must make the choice to be cleansed of resentment by forgiving your offender. Simply stated, there is no other way to peace and freedom. And that's the word for you today.